First off, is there anything to getting a chance to coach against the Patriots again?
That's a really good chance. Yeah, in what way?
Yeah. Is there anything to the idea that it's more than just a regular game for you?
It's a regular game for me that I look forward to because Coach Belichick and Brady and relationship with Robert. I've always liked playing against people that I like and that I know, and it always had something a little bit special to it. The fact that I was there, and I know that's what you're asking, it's not a big factor, man. It was a long time ago to me and all that, but I'm aware of it. Put it that way. I do know what you're asking, and I don't think it's a big deal. But I'm so excited about the opportunity to try and play such a good team that that's drawing all my focus.
What are your memories of your time with the Patriots?
Well, there was I loved living there and representing those fans. I thought they were awesome. You know, they were so intense and so just loved the team so much. I mean, in all the sports, not just football. You know, whether it was basketball, hockey, baseball. I mean, it's just a great fan base, and I loved being connected with them. And I appreciated it more the tougher they got, you know, and on us, and because I knew how much they loved it and how much they cared about it. So it was a really big deal being there. And I regret that we weren't able to get it done the way we wanted to, and we did some really good things and we're close, but I learned so much coming out of that that experience that it changed me, and I've found a lot of good stuff since then, and I'm grateful for that, but I wish I would have been able to do it. I'm never going to give up on a situation. I'd love to have had that to fix it and finish it, but we didn't get to.
In terms of offensive tempo, is there a team in your experience that's comparable to what the Patriots are doing this year?
Yeah, the Oregon Ducks. they're the ones that play similar to this. And I don't know about. I'm sure there's some other college teams that are doing. There's nobody in the league that's close at this time. There will be. You know, they'll affect other people. I'm sure because they've had so much success already. It's their willingness to go this fast as consistently as they have demonstrated that makes them. You know, that separates them from other teams.
Have any teams been able to do that to you in Seattle?
Nobody's really. There's nobody that's tried to do play like they're playing. They've taken on a different approach and philosophy that I think singles them out in their commitment to the tempo, and that's cool to watch.
How do you go about defending that?
You got to play really fast. So we'll see if we can get lined up and execute, like we're capable, and that's what they're hoping that we don't, and you can see that teams that they just rushed against, Buffalo and Denver, they're not going to give up 200 yards rushing in the next couple games. They had to deal with New England's tempo in a style that they were not able to play like they normally play, and so that's. That's obviously the problem, the issue here.
Pete, well, how do you prepare for it? Do you go rent the Oregon Ducks?
We don't have a chance. I don't know. We're just going to do the best we can. We're going to try to practice fast and see if we can catch up with it. I truly know how hard it is, and I respect it and all that. We're just going to do the best we can, see if we can slow them down a little bit.
Pete, at the same time, wouldn't you say your defense plays fast, so wouldn't it almost be a strength against strength type of situation?
Well, once the ball snaps, we do, but it's the problem of getting everybody where they got to go and doing the things you got to do. That part of the fast part of it might not, that's the challenge to it. If we line up and we, can get our assignments right and play well technique-wise, then we'll have a chance to show you what we're all about. If not, then we'll look like the other teams as they're playing and they'll have their way.
Pete, one thing that Belichick has said a couple times this week is the size of your secondary. Is that something that you consciously tried to acquire, or was it just a coincidence, I guess?
Well, throughout my coaching days, I've always, defensively, always wanted to have really fast guys. And if I had my way, I'd have really fast big guys. And so we've just kind of been able to accumulate some guys. We actually hit it early on with guys that were in the program with up front, Red Bryan and Brandon Mebane, having some real big kids up there. It's kind of not comparable to how big the Patriots are. Those guys are enormous. But we added to it, with KJ Wright, who's a big kid playing linebacker and And then we started just kind of peck away with the secondary. The two corners are as tall as you can get. And Cam Chancellor is an enormous safety at 6'3", 237 pounds or something. And so when you add all that together, you got a lot of long guys with big reaches and a lot of speed. Everybody can run. And so it gives us a chance to have a group. We're always looking for this, but you just don't always get it. And so we were fortunate, and I think John Snyder's done a great job getting the kinds of guys that we like to coach, and we're just growing. We're so young and so new. We're just getting started.
How do you defend the little guys?
We try to stay in front of them as long as we can. Nobody can defend the guys. I mean, you're talking about Wes, and there's nobody that defends him. You know, he catches balls on everybody. That's how you get 120 a year or whatever the heck he's getting. And so we're just going to try and, you know, tackle him. Hopefully get him down when he catches the ball. He's going to catch a bunch, I think, and we're going to try to tackle him, not let him catch it and run it too far.
Pete, it's been a while.
Doesn't sound like we have much of a chance, does it? These guys are so good. It's pretty hard.
Pete, it's been a while since you've prepared a team to face a Bill Belichick coached unit or team. Do you see any common threads as you do that this week to maybe what it was like, you know, in the 90s when you were going up against his Jets defenses or even before that?
Well, certainly, there's all kinds of stuff, particularly defensively. You know, they've grown and adjusted with on offense, but defensively, you know, we know that Bill has always been a guy who uses a lot of stuff and will match game plans to personnel and teams, and has a tremendous reservoir of system that he can go to, and we still know that now. One of the things that I've always admired about Bill is he gets the most out of guys in using their talents, to the nth degree. And he's with the big guys inside, the big linebackers, the really fast secondary. They've got a great group to build from, and they're turning the ball over at a crazy rate right now and getting the ball away from people. This is all the stuff that he's done. A lot of two deep stuff is what we've always seen from him. So the system is still there, but it's his ability to adapt it to match game plans and stuff that's always made him so special and so good.
Your place kicker has some local roots. Could you describe how that situation unfolded and what he's contributed to your team? Local roots here in Massachusetts, I should say.
Well, Stevens, we picked him up from Denver a couple years ago, and he's been really consistent for us. He's a very smart kid, great worker, big kid for a kicker, real tall, and he's just been very effective. And so hopefully we can just keep him knocking him in. We haven't asked him but just a couple times to have to bomb any kicks, but his consistency has been excellent, and so he's been a really good, solid part of our kicking game.
Other than the obvious physical tools, what makes Russell such a good quarterback and such a good fit for your system?
Well, he has tremendous makeup, his character and smarts and work ethic, trust and confidence in himself, to be able to handle the challenges. There's so, as you guys know, there's so much scrutiny on the quarterback, and to be a young guy dealing with it, he just doesn't seem like he's a young guy dealing with it. He's well beyond his years, and for whatever reason, he's just got this great character about him that gives him great resolve, and so that adds with a guy that's really quick, that has a great arm, that's really accurate, that has great savvy for the game, so we're watching him grow right before our eyes, and he's learning each week and catching up with the game and doing some cool things, he's done a great job through the competition. Matt Flynn is a really good football player, and I wish I could see Matt playing too, but you can't play two of them, and both those guys are giving us a really good solid spot right now. Hopefully we have to get a lot better in a lot of areas to make it all work out, but we're getting there.
Pete, thanks a lot.
Thanks, coach.
All right, guys. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.